好的我们帕西维卡教会的所有弟兄姐妹，大家午安。
Hallelujah. Good afternoon to our brothers and sisters in Pacifica.
感谢主的恩典，能够在这边安息生日。早上聚会，下午又能够在这边与主亲近。
Thanks to the grace of God that we could have a Sabbath morning service together, as well as the afternoon service.
愿主说祝福我们大家跟我们每个人的家庭。
May the Lord bless every family and every individual in the church.
继续早上的这个题目。
We will continue the topic we began this morning.
我们的生命是什么呢
？What is our life？
我们请再看一次雅各书第四章。
Please turn to James chapter 4.
三节到十五节。
Verses 13 to 15.
雅各书第四章的十三节到十五节。
James 4:13-15.
你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，视线少时就不见了。十五节，你们只当说，只若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。我们早上有谈到，今天。有时候我们遇到一些事情，让我们能够去体会到我们生命的这个渺小。
This morning I mentioned how when we run into difficulties or accidents in our lives, we realize how insignificant our life is.
早上我有谈到，我们在最后要请大家帮助我们台湾台总的代表会代表大会主席黄林清执事。祷告的事情。
And at the end of this morning service, I also requested the congregation to pray for Deacon Huang of Taiwan.
黄执事要是认识他的人，大概都晓得相当有恩赐。
Those of you who know him will know that he is a very gifted member.
他也是很爱主。
He also loves the Lord very much.
他事业非常忙，他的工作非常忙。
He is very busy at his job.
但是在那么忙碌当中，他仍然还是非常关心教会总统的一些事情。
But despite his busy schedule, he always devotes much time to church work.
不仅是他自己本地景美教会的一些事工。
Not only the local church work in Jingmei City.
他过去也曾经是我们台总的总会负责人之一。
He had also served as one of the General Assembly committee members.
那代表大会这一任是他担任主席。在明年二月呢，我们就要改选。
And this year, he is the chairperson of the church conference in Taiwan.
所以说起来，在这几个月当中，这对我们台湾教会整个事工来说是相当重要的几个月。
So he had played a crucial role in the sacred work in Taiwan.
因为整个所有关教会的一些议案或者工作人员的一些调整，大概都在这几个月当中要决定下来。
And during these few months, we need to make major decisions concerning some of the proposals in the church as well as assignment of workers.
我常常在想，黄执事他。最近这几天我一直在想，黄执事那么忙，他还能够拨出那么多时间来关心教会的事工，实在说起来真的很难能可贵。
During these few days, I keep thinking, Deacon Huang is so busy, yet he is able to spend so much time for church work, and it is indeed admirable.
我不晓得他现在如何想法，或许他会想说，假如能够多一点时间，多一点生，多留一点生命的话，应该他会想说，在教会的事工上，他可能也会更多尽一点力。
I wonder what he feels right now. If I were him, I would probably think that if I have more time, I would want to spend even more time serving God.
其实这真的也是我们常常会想到的一件，有时候面临到。这个一个很微妙的关键时刻的时候，应该常常会想到一个问题。
So, these are issues we need to think about, especially when we run into situations like these.
像我们梅总总负责周慧佳传道，他以前在社会上说起来，他的事业是一直很顺利。
Preacher Jonathan Cho, current General Assembly Chairperson, used to be also very successful in his career.
等到有一天，忽然间他吐血。
Until one day, he suddenly vomited blood.
那时候我刚好在，他住就住在大同教会那边，我正好是在大同教会做牧养的工作。
And I happened to be the resident pastor of his church.
眼看着一个平常说起来是很活泼的一个人，怎么一下子一吐血，整个人就软弱下来。
He used to be healthy and strong, but as soon as he vomited blood, he became very weak.
所以也就在那个时候呢，他终于想到了一件事情。
And at that time, he came to a realization.
他就想到说，他以前曾经许过愿。
He remembered that he had once made a vow to the Lord.
要先生当传道。
That he would be a full-time minister.
所以他当终于明白之后。
So when he came to this realization,
他大概也是向神悔改，求主怜悯。
He repented to the Lord and asked for the Lord's mercy.
所以感谢神呢，他那一年。就报考神学院。
And thanks to God, during that year, he registered or applied for theological seminary.
就把他社会上那个工作呢，就辞掉了，就报考神学院。
He resigned from his job and came for the seminary training.
一到神学院，过了一段日子呢，他说那前几天我才碰到他，我在问起他这件事情。
And just a few days ago, I was there with him in Southern Cal, and I asked him about that time.
因为我觉得很奇妙，因为我明明晓得他在大同教会那个时候还在吐血，怎么一到神学院以后，忽然就变了另外一个人？因为当时我也在想说，这么软弱的身体，他有办法支持得下去吗
？At that time, I kept wondering.Even though, why was it that he was vomiting blood and so weak, and when he went to the seminary, all of a sudden he became strong?
真的很感谢神啊！他说他去了那一段日子，其实还在吃药。
He said thanks to God when he first arrived at the seminary for at the beginning he was still taking medication.
直到有一天，那林凤来长老看到他。那个药一大包一大包，好多好多。跟他讲说，你将来要当传道，药这么多，那怎么办
？When Elder Lin looked at all the medications that he was taking, he commented to Preacher Cho, "If you're going to be a preacher in the future, how can you keep on taking so many kinds of medicine?"
所以他那时候真的也想通了，就下定决心，就把那个药全部都吃掉。
And he agreed with Elder Lin and made a determination to get rid of the medicine.
当然，这也是神给他有那种特别的信心。
Of course, that was from the faith given by our Lord.
是真的，往往有时候到我们在生命某一个关键时刻的时候，或许我们真的才会真正去了解到说，这个生命对我们的意义是什么。
Therefore, when we come to crucial moments in our lives, we will begin to understand what the meaning of life is.
今天对我们这边是教会，我们的每一位信徒来说。
And as for our members of the True Jesus Church,
我想我们更应当明白，在这刚刚我们所读的，这边所谈到，说我们只当说，只若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
We should say.As the scripture says, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
当一方面也是，借着机会，我们一方面的思想一下，那我们今天到底信耶稣的目的是什么？
Let's take a moment to think, what is the purpose of believing in the Lord Jesus?
我们不可否认，在我们早期教会，那个时候很多神迹奇事，也借着这些神迹奇事，让我们很多人来亲近主，来认识主。
We cannot deny the fact that in the early stage of True Jesus Church, there were many signs and miracles, and many came to the Lord as a result.
但是难道我们只建立在这个 以神迹来认识主的这种阶段而已嘛。
But can our faith remain at the stage of believing the Lord after seeing miracles?
最近跟我们这边神学生在一起学习旧约圣经。
When I was teaching the seminary in the U.S., I studied the Old Testament with students.
让我想到说，摩西带领以色列百姓过红海，然后到西乃山。
I'm reminded of how Moses led the Israelites through the Red Sea and arrived at Mount Sinai.
这个整个这个过程，其实是神不断的在教育他们。
And during this process, God continued to educate them.
神怎么教育他们？
How did God educate them?
这一段历史就等于好像我们早期教会的历史一样，是以神迹入门。
The stage of the history of the Israelites is just like the early stage of the true Jewish church. It was mainly miracles.
在埃及那个地方，显出一些神迹来。
God showed signs and wonders in Egypt.
过红海，很明显，这也是一个神迹。
And crossing the Red Sea itself was a great miracle.
然后他们没有马过红海之后，并没有马上进入迦南地。要是要马上走的话，大概也是十几天呢。没有多久路程呢，就马上就可以进入才对。
After they crossed the Red Sea, they did not go straight to Canaan. Had they done that, they would have arrived very quickly.
当然，圣经里头有记载说，是因为怕他们进入马上进迦南地呢会遇到打仗的事情。
Of course, the Scripture tells us that the reason God did not bring them directly to Canaan was that there would be battles immediately.
其实更重要的。是要教育他们。
But more importantly, God wanted to educate them.
因为他们出埃及呢，不是只有肉体出埃及，而且也要他们的心也要一起出埃及。
Not only did they have to leave Egypt physically, their hearts must also leave Egypt.
所以过了红海之后，他们经过马拉、以林，循着旷野到利非定。
And after they left Egypt, they went through Mara, Elim, the desert of Zin, and arrived at Rephidim.
然后到西乃山。
And finally, Mount Sinai.
我们可以发现，在沿途当中遇到很多困难。
And throughout the journey, they faced many difficulties.
吃的、喝的、喝的水。
In terms of food and drink.
甚至还遇到征战的事情。
And in terms of warfare.
他们也一再发怨言。
They grumble against God time and again.
以色列表现一向就是如此，一开始就是这样子不断的发怨言。
The Israelites were grumblers from the very beginning.
但是我们会发觉很奇怪。
But we take note of this strange fact.
要注意一下，到西乃山之前以及西乃山之后，他们所遭遇的事情其实都一样。
What happened to the Israelites before they arrived at Mount Sinai and what happened after that were actually the same.
但是有一点不一样，就是神处理的方式不一样。
But the major difference is how God dealt with the people.
为什么神处理的方式不一样？在前面那到西乃山之前呢，遇到困难，神一一为他们解决。
Before they arrived at the mountain, God would solve every problem for them.
虽然百姓发怨言。
Even though the Israelites grumbled,
但是神并没有管教他们、处罚他们。
God did not chastise or punish them.
但是到西乃山之后呢？
But when they arrived at Mount Sinai,
神的管教马上临到，一发怨言，管教马上临到。
After that, as soon as they grumble against God, God would chastise them.
到底这是什么原因？
What is the reason?
我想我们做父母亲的大概都比较能够了解。
As parents, we should be able to relate to this.
孩子还幼小的时候。还无知的时候，他做错什么事情，我们大概不会马上处罚他。
When children are still little, we may not punish them for their wrongdoing.
尤其是那个婴孩。
Especially when they're infants.
除了那个变态的父母亲之外，大概没有一个父母亲会随便拿自己的婴孩开玩笑。
Normal parents would not beat up infants for no reason.
总是。看他一哭总是要去发掘原因到底是恶人吗或者是要换尿片了吗种种问题一一为他解决
When babies crying you try to figure out whether they're hungry or they need to change diapers and you solve their problems for them.
但是慢慢长大了
But when they grow older
孩子懂事了
when they know right from wrong.
当那孩子已经懂事，他做错事情说，一个明理的父母亲应该会管教他。
Once they know right from wrong and do the wrong thing, as good parents, we would discipline them.
所以跟我想跟这个道理一样。
This is the same for God's people.
以色列百姓他们出埃及过红海以后，一直到西乃山之前。
Before they arrived at Mount Sinai,
也就在出埃及记十九章那之前呢，啊，那等于都是一种无知的，在学习的状态。
Before Exodus chapter 19, the Israelites were still in a learning stage.
啊，神要不他们不断的借着种种环境来认识这位神跟他们的关系。
God wanted them to know their relationship with God through the different circumstances.
然后到十九章西乃山那边呢，神就正式跟他们立又一次的再跟他们那边跟他们立约。
And in chapter 19, God made a formal covenant with them at Mount Sinai.
所以二十章到二十四章那边就有一个约书出来了。
Therefore, we read of the books of the covenant in chapters 20 to 24.
其实那个约书就是十条诫命的这个。二十章的十条诫命跟二十章后头一直到二十章的那个条例的说明而已、啊、
and that is the elaboration of the Ten Commandments.
这些啊，神跟摩西说话，百姓都听到了。
The Israelites heard whatever God told Moses.
我们观念上都是认为说啊，摩西他上西乃山领受十条诫命啊，两个石板，那是以后的事情。
In our mind, we probably picture the scene of Moses taking down the two tablets of Ten Commandments, but that actually happened after the fact.
所以那个约书一说明下来之后呢，后来以后那个摩西上山四十昼夜，他们在底下换了那个金牛犊的那个事件，神就不客气的就管教他们。
When Moses went up the mountain to receive the commands from God, the Israelites sinned against God by worshiping a golden calf, and God was in fierce wrath.
所以从这个早期教会的历史，我们可以发现，神也是用这种方式，用神迹，先以神迹治门，来教育他的选民，也就是我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
Likewise, in the early stage of the true Jewish church, God also manifests abundant signs and miracles to educate his members.
但是只有圣经还不够，就必须要接受诫命。
But miracles alone are not enough. We need to receive the commandment.
经过四十年之后
，After 40 years，
他们第二代的信徒已经绕到了约旦河东岸。
The second generation believer has come to the east bank of the Jordan.
那我们发现神对这新一代的这个信徒教育方式就不一样。
And God has had a different way of training the second generation.
在过约旦河之前呢，摩西工作即将结束之前，他向这些百姓要颁布这些诫命。
Before Moses left them, he again issued the decree, God's decrees to the people.
就重申这个诫命。
Yeah, he reiterated the law of God.
然后再由约书亚带他们过约旦河。
After that, Joshua led them to cross Jordan.
过约旦河就是神迹啊。
And crossing the Jordan itself is a miracle.
那我们可以发现，到现在来讲，对我们第二代的这个信徒而言，我们所受教育的方式就是从道理入门。
So for us who are second generation believers in the church, God begins to educate us by teaching us the truth first.
所以我们现在各教会，我们应当重视这宗教教育，这绝对是正确的。
So it is correct for us to emphasize religious education.
我们教会的职务会也应该对这个宗教教育能够不是说只有将这个工作交给这些青年去办，而且更应该参与，而且能够更加关心他们。
The church should not just delegate the task of religious education, but must actively be involved.
这些新的一代只要教育成功的话，他们自然就会看见神迹。
If the younger generation is educated well in the Lord, they will see miracles in their own lives.
所以从这个神带领以色列百姓出埃及借着摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及，一直到四十年后，经过西乃山到四十年后，四十年那个过约旦河 在整个过程我们可以想到说今天我们整个教会的历史其实也是如此
So from the history of the Israelites since the time they left Egypt to the time they entered Canaan 40 years later is a reminder to us of the true Jesus Church
所以借着整个旷野这个生活来了解到今天我们在我们的生命的过程其实也是一样
The life in the wilderness tells us that our life today is actually the same.
而是不断地在学习。
We are constantly learning new things.
那我们请看马太福音。
Please turn to Matthew.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章的二十五节以后一直到三十四节。
Verses 25-34.
这是主耶稣他所告诉我们说不要为生命忧虑说吃什么喝什么
The Lord says do not worry about your life what you will eat or drink
也不要说为身体忧虑说穿什么生命说生命不胜过饮食吗身体不胜过衣裳吗
Or about your body what you will wear is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes
然后主耶稣他用天上的飞鸟地上的这百野地里头这百合花做比喻
and the Lord pointed to the birds in the air and the lilies in the valley
其实主耶稣这个教训主要还是让我们去思想到这个生命的价值生命的意义
The point of Jesus' teaching is for us to think about the value and meaning of life
而给我们一个学习的一个原则
and this is the principle that we must learn
所以首先让我们一个了解到一个价值观
The Lord wants us to have the right values in life.
说吃什么喝什么穿什么这就是好像我们平常的所谓食衣住行的这些问题。
Eating, drinking, and wearing clothes are daily necessities.
我们常常听到一句话说为了三餐为了过三顿。我们闽南话说为了过三顿。
People say we work hard to fill our stomachs.
所以有些人呢真的一天二十四个小时嫌不够可能四十八个小时也不够
So people always find that they don't have enough time even if they're given 48 hours a day they wouldn't have enough time
日夜不断的加班
They work day and night
总是嫌不够
They always think that they don't have enough time
但是没有去想到一个真正的问一个最根本的问题
But they miss the most basic issue of life
所以主要是在这边才告诉我们说不要为生命忧虑。
The Lord Jesus tells us not to worry about our lives.
不要为我们身体忧虑说要穿什么。
Or about our bodies, what we will wear.
也不要为我们生命忧虑说想吃什么喝什么。
Or what we should eat or drink.
所以这是一个次序的问题的。这个原则是一个次序的问题而已。
The Lord Jesus is telling us the right priority in life.
表面上看起来好像我们不吃不喝这个人他就没有生命。
Of course, if we don't eat or drink, we won't live.
所以有时候我们看一看，到医院里头，正有机会要到医院里头去看一看，有些人在身子上头插了好多管，实在很可怜。
If you ever visit the hospital, you see some patients having tubes all over their bodies, and they're indeed pitiful.
他不能吃，不能喝。
They cannot eat or drink.
但是插那个管子，只不过也是在暂时维持他的生命而已。
And those tubes only help sustain their lives.
所以这个吃喝看起来是跟生命有关系是没有错。
So it is true that we do need to eat and drink.
但问题在乎说，你要是没有生命的话，你根本吃喝关你什么事情
？But on the other hand, if you don't even have life, then eating and drinking really mean nothing to you.
假如没有生命了，你根本就不用去烦恼说你要吃什么喝什么。
If you don't have life, you don't have to worry about what to eat or what to drink.
因为我很少回家。
I'm often away from home.
偶尔有时候回到家里头我太太她以前是不太会煮菜的。
My wife wasn't a very good cook.
说真的，她刚结婚那时候说，她煮的菜大概只有我可以捧场，你看不捧场也不行。
Especially when she just got married, and I was the only one that had to appreciate her food.
但感谢主啊，忍耐还是有代价的。慢慢慢慢，她也越来煮的越来越好越来越可口
But of course, good things comes to those who waited, and I was able to taste her delicious food after that.
所以每次回到家里头，啊，总是能够，啊，因为我们家里头四个人住四个地方，所以很难得凑在一起。
And because the family members live at different places, so we hardly get together.
啊，刚好正好，我孩子一个当兵的回来了，我也回去了，哇，啊，那这四个人通通能够凑在一起，哇，那真很难得。我太太，我很难得会发现说，她在厨房里还会边煮菜边唱歌。
And there was a rare chance when all four of us in the family got home at the same time. And my wife was very excited, and while she cooked, she was singing.
我想这个大概不是味精什么的那些佐料了，大概就是有加上一个爱的啊爱的这种佐料更重要。
So it's not the ingredients themselves that matter, but the ingredient of love.
所以常常吃完以后，中午才吃完了，问她说晚上要吃什么。
So sometimes after lunch, I will ask her, "What are we going to eat tonight?"
她笑着说：“奇怪，那刚刚才吃饱，那么饿啊！晚上马上又去想到晚上吃什么。”
She'll say, "You just had lunch, and you're thinking about dinner."
其实这个也不是说想说晚上吃什么，只是顺口问问，好像变成一种在生活上的一种情调而已。
But of course, my main point is not about dinner, but simply to have a conversation.
但是事实上，我们真的今天有些人很在乎吃喝的问题。
But there are people who really pay attention to food and drink.
所以早上我们也在传道士第九章那边也谈到说以所爱的妻能够快和快活度日。
As we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 this morning, we should enjoy our lives with the wife or the spouse we love.
也可以尽可能我们可以去吃喝快乐，因神悦纳我们的作为。
And we should enjoy our lives. As long as God favors us.
所以其实吃喝享受这并不是说很重要的问题。
Eating and drinking are not the most essential things in life.
当然有些人会花很大的一笔代价，或许要吃到很好吃的东西。
Although there are people who spend a lot of money on food.
但是要紧的是能够在那边真正的享受，所以这不就不一定说是山珍海味那种贵重东西就好吃。
But an enjoyable meal is not just an expensive one, but one that you truly have a good time.
就像刚刚我说的，我们一家四个人，要是能够难得有机会凑在一起吃的，所以很简单的一顿饭，我们就吃得很快乐。
Just like what I said, when the four of us in the family get together to eat, we always have a good time.
我想在我们这边可能比较没有问题，在台湾呢，说起来真的，一个家庭里头啊，父母亲能够回来吃晚餐了，那是很难得的机会。
In Taiwan, it is quite rare for parents to be able to have dinner with their children.
所以我记得以前有一个口号，就是“爸爸回家吃晚餐”。
So there was a slogan in Taiwan, asking the dads to always have dinners at home.
太忙了嘛，爸爸太忙了。
This is because the dads are always very busy at work.
然后接着另外一句口号要出来了，妈妈回家做晚餐。
And later on, a new slogan came out saying, "Moms should cook dinner at home."
职业妇女太多了。
Because now there are more working women.
不仅爸爸忙，连妈妈也忙。
So both parents are now busy.
然后很多类似的口号就出来，爸爸给我60分钟。
And other slogans came out, such as, "Dad, I need give me 60 minutes of your time."
这些字句其实都是表现出现今那种繁忙社会里头的一种病态。
All these go to show the social ill in because people are too busy.
所以想想这些人到底在做什么
？What are people busy for?
是追求生命，在享受生命吗？
Are they truly enjoying life?
还是在浪费生命？
Or are they wasting their lives away?
有时候想一想，真的想想真的是在浪费生命。
Sometimes we think when we think about it, we realize that people are wasting their time.
连最基本的家庭的这种生活的享受都不会。
People cannot even enjoy the basic blessing of a family life.
都享受不到。
People cannot afford to enjoy such life.
那还有什么快乐可言？
So they have no joy in their lives.
所以主耶稣在这边才提醒我说，不要为这些啊，为生命忧虑啊，啊，吃什么喝什么，不要去忧虑吃喝穿的问题。
So the Lord Jesus reminds us not to worry about eating or drinking.
其实想一想，我们现在在生活享受上，你像穿啊穿啊，并不是在忧虑说没有什么衣服好穿。
Today, there's really no need to worry about clothes.
而是衣服太多了，不晓得要穿什么。
Rather, people worry about which clothes to wear.
听说那个我们以前的菲律宾那个总统马可斯夫人，听说他的鞋子大概有2000多双。
We were told that the wife of the former Philippine, the president of Philippines had more than 2,000 pairs of shoes.
那两千多双不晓得怎么摆。
So I don't know how she found a room for her shoes.
我在想说当他每天要穿鞋子，不晓得就光是这么寻一趟的话，不晓得花多少时间。
It would take her a long time just to browse through her shoes every day. 啊，
你一天穿一双的话，可以穿几年呢？
If you wear one pair a day, a different pair a day, that will last you for a few years.
六七年都穿不完。
About 6 or 7 years.
所以有时候这个生活就是到达如此奢华的这种地步。
So that's how people waste materially.
有一次我回家，刚刚好看到我太太啊，早上一早上她去上班。
Once when I got home, my wife was on her way to work in the morning.
孩子都长大了。
My children have now all grown up.
不像以前小的时候，孩子还小的时候。
It's different from when they were little kids.
我太太在孩子在长大过程当中有7年没有出去上班。
For 7 years, my wife stopped working because of the kids.
刚开始的时候，她也一直想上班。
At the beginning, she also wanted to work.
后来遇到一些事情。
But something happened in our family.
主耶稣在提醒我们。
And the Lord, through this, the Lord reminded us.
甚至有一天，那个孩子呢，也是，那个。抱着那个枕头。
One day, one of my kids.
他问他说：“你为什么抱着这个枕头？”
Was holding his pillow, and we asked him why he was doing that.
他说：“这个有妈妈的味道。”
He said, "Because I can smell mom's smell on the pillow."
或者衣橱里头把它打开来，去抱着里头妈妈的衣服。
Or the kids would. Go into the closet and hold the mother's clothes.
他说那个有妈妈的味道，什么妈妈味道？樟脑味啊。
Because they can smell the mother's smell, even though it's actually deodorant smell.
但是小孩子他在他们心里头就是如此。
But that's the heart of of a little kid.
渴慕父母的那种爱。
They want to be loved by their parents.
所以后来我太太没有上班，那一直到最近。孩子都长大了，他想想说，做点事。他笑着说：“这么大年岁了，还有人要。”
So she resigned from her work until our children grew up, and only recently did she find another job. And she, despite her age, she was still able to find one.
那几年他没有做的那期间呢，没想到那个电脑一下子发展开来，哇！当他出去在做的时候，哇，真的。有点跟不上。
During the years when she was at home, staying at home, the computer technology developed so quickly. So once she started working again, she couldn't catch up.
但总是她有她自己调试的方法。那一天我看到她要去上班。
And one day I saw her off to work.
明明穿好一套衣服要出去了。
She was wearing a set of clothes, getting ready to go out.
出去了，结果又走进来。
But after she left, she came back again.
又换另外一套衣服。
She changed to another set of clothes.
笑着跟她讲说：“你是不是衣服太多，要开展览会？”
So I joked with her and said, "Are you having a fashion show?"
她说：“不是，我出去才晓得说今天天气好热。”
She said, "No, actually, when she stepped out, she found out that it was very hot."
那不换一套比较清爽的衣服不行。
So she wanted a lighter set of clothes.
所以事实上，其实今天真的我们吃喝穿的问题，这个实在说根本不是问题。要紧的就是我们要知足，要能会感觉到满足。
Today, there's really no need for us to worry about eating, drinking, or clothes. We just need to be content.
啊，像穿那个衣服也是，我们尽量能够适合我们穿就好了。
As long as the clothes suit us, we can wear them.
像我这次来到南美国，太太很担心说，哇，到那边去冬碰到冬天，害得我里头。行李里头厚衣服带一大堆。
My wife was very worried before I traveled to the States because it may be very cold here, so she made me bring a lot of clothes.
还好了，在我们加州这边，这个天气还很不错。但听说再下去啊，接下去达拉斯、纽约那边，哇，大概啊就有得受的了。
But so far in California, things are looking pretty good. But I was told that once I go to Dallas or even New York, things won't be as good.
所以在我们生活态度上啊，所以就是尽量要去适应它，但不是随着那个潮流在啊被冲着走。
Well, we do need to make adjustments to the different circumstances in life. We should not follow the trends of this world.
所以主要是他给我们一个答案。
The Lord Jesus provides us with a solution.
也是一个有生活的原则。
As well as a principle.
我们请看啊第六章马太福音第六章。
Let's read Matthew 6.
31节
Verse 31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需要的这一切啊，需要的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。33节 你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。34节 所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。主耶稣在这里谈到说，要先求神的啊，神的国跟神的义。
The Lord Jesus tells us to seek God's kingdom and righteousness first.
什么是神的国
？What is God's kingdom？
其实就是神的救恩。
It is actually the salvation of God.
今天我们能够领受主耶稣基督他的救恩。
Today we have received the salvation of Christ.
神的国就已经临到我们身上。
So the kingdom of God has come
upon us. 更何况我们今天能够领受他所应许的圣灵。
And we have received his promised Holy Spirit.
其实我们更有把握。
So we have a greater assurance.
真的神的国确实已经临到我们身上。
God's kingdom has come into our hearts.
那今天我们能够照着旨意来生活。
So today we should live by his will.
能够领受不断领受他的话啊，照他。啊，他的这顺从他的这种旨意来过日子。
We should constantly receive God's word and abide by His will.
我们的真的能够会体会到在神啊国度里头的那种喜乐。
Then we will always have joy in His kingdom.
啊，那什么是他的义
？What is God's righteousness？
他主耶稣他在要接受施洗约翰的洗礼的时候
，Before the Lord Jesus received John's baptism，
施洗约翰本来不敢接受。
John the Baptist at first refused.
但主要是跟他说一句话。
Yet the Lord Jesus told him.
说一段话就说，我们理当尽诸般的义。
It is proper for us to fulfill all righteousness.
那个义那边小字有啊、有自觉字啊，解释说那个义就是一个理。
Righteousness can be translated as
礼貌的礼。
A kind of manner.
这个礼就是。一种规矩，一个次序。
In other words, it is an ordinance of God.、
啊、所以这一个就让我们可以体会到，今天我们在神国度里头的人，我们晓得我们的生活的一种次序。
As people in God's kingdom, we need to know the right order in life.
我们了解到说生命的重要，它的意义跟价值。
We must know the true meaning and value of life.
所以我们会能够去享受生活，啊，把握机会啊，去过那种享受生活的日子。
So we'll take every opportunity to truly enjoy life.
啊，所以这就是一个次序。
That is the right priority.
先有生命，啊，再考虑到吃喝的问题。
Life comes first, then.Eating and drinking.
而不是像一般人刚好颠倒过来，以为说先去考虑吃喝啊，所以啊拼命的赚，拼命的赚，赚到最后没有生命了。
But most people have it the other way around. They only focus on eating and drinking, and in the end, they waste their lives away.
是过这种本末倒置的生活，结果没有意义。
Such kind of life with the wrong priority will have no meaning.
那感谢神，我们今天能够认识神，能够真正认识这个生命的价值。
But thank God we have come to know our Lord and the meaning of life.
因此让我们在那个生活上能够过得更有意义。
So let us have meaning in life.
有一次有一个弟兄啊，他问一个传道。
A brother once asked a preacher.
他说传道，我有一天晚上做了一个很奇怪的梦。
Saying, I had a very strange dream the other night.
他说他梦见了他所知道的一个教会。
And he dreamed of a particular church that he knew.
很奇怪啦，说那个教会里头的那些弟兄姐妹竟然说哪香在拜。
And he said, it's so strange because in the dream I saw people in that church worshipping with incense in their hands.
说不仅那个啊那个信徒，连教会的那负责人啊那些啊领导干部也是一样。哇，他很急，说怎么可以这样的？要赶过去阻止他们。
Even the church council members and leaders in the church were holding incense in their hands, so he wanted to stop them.
结果忽然出现一只很大的蜘蛛啊。
Suddenly there came a huge spider.
他晓得说，哇，这个明明是啊魔鬼的一种啊阻挡。
So he knew that it was the work of the devil.
他想办法就把那蜘蛛打下来。
So he tried to knock down the spider.
啊，打下来之后，他要用脚去踩它。
And he was after he knocked it down, he wanted to step on it.
把它踩死。
To crush it to death.
就当脚一抬起来，他不敢踩下去了。为什么？因为他发觉他没有穿鞋子。
When he lifted up his foot, he dare not step on the spider because he suddenly realized that he did not have shoes on.
你看，我要是叫我们现在真的赤着脚去踩那只蜘蛛，我看我们大概也不敢。
I don't think anyone of us would like to step on a spider barefoot.
踩不下去。
So he
could not do it. 他就醒过来。
And he woke up.
隔天他去问传道。
So he asked the preacher about the dream.
传道才告诉他，说对呀，现在这个梦真的是在啊提醒我们呐。
So the preacher said, this dream is to remind us.
也是在提醒你。
And to remind yourself.
传道真的也不。趁着那个机会也在告诉他说，也真的也是在提醒你。
Taking the opportunity, the preacher said the dream is to teach you.
我们今天要叫我们去拜那个有形的偶像，大概我们不会。
Today, I believe none of us will ever worship a physical idol.
但问题是，那个无形的偶像才厉害。
But the problem is, we may tend to worship the intangible idol, which is even more serious.
我们请看以弗所书。
Please turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章的第五节。
Verse 5.
以弗所书五章五节。
Ephesians 5 verse 5.
说因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的，有贪心的就与拜偶像一样。啊，在这段圣经里头告诉我们。
According to this verse,
贪心的就跟拜偶像一样。
A greedy person is an idolater.
其实前面所讲到的那些淫乱啊、误会的、啊、等等，这都是啊，都是心思意念啊、行为上的这些问题，其实都是一样啊。
And the same is true for the immoral and the impure.
但有形的那些偶像，刻出来啊，雕刻出来那些石头啊、木头，我想我们不会去拜它。
I don't think any one of us would worship idols made of stone or wood.
但是我们想想看，今天在我们心里头，我们到底我们神的位置在我们心里头有多少？
But let's examine ourselves. What is God's place in our hearts today?
我们所谓拜偶像，就是在心里头神的位置已经有其他东西来代替了。
Being an idolater means replacing God.In our hearts with something else.
这就是一种拜偶像的，已经是一种拜偶像的行为。
Such is the action of an idolater.
所以那传道者告诉他们说：“你看，今天教会里头我们的弟兄姐妹啊，只贪图股票，哇，现在每天都是一直看股票啊，股票一升，哇，没有心脏病发作已经很不得了了。”
So the preacher said to this brother, "Look at our members today. Many of them." Have their hearts set on the stock market.
听说以前在正几年前台湾那个股票正疯狂的时候，确实就有人就受不了。
When the stock market went up, there are people who actually had heart attacks.
赚再多钱有什么用？
So despite the amount of money they earn, they had no use to them.
一掉下去的话，每天摇头苦恼的。
And when the market plummets, people become sad.
所以是何必呢？所以我们说不是说啊不能投资，投资是一回事，但是你要用投机的心理的话，你就会跟着那边打摆子。
Although it is not wrong to make investments, yet if you want to get instant riches without making an effort, you are heading down the wrong path.
所以我们说钱本身并不罪恶。
Money itself is not a sin.
但是你要是被钱所控制的话，你变成一个钱奴才。
But if money has become your master, then you are under his control.
所以我们要做一个钱主人，不是做钱奴才。
We need to be the master, not the slave.
会要去使用它。
We need to make good use of our possessions.
前不久有一个弟兄，我们在开讲席的时候，有一个弟兄问我一件事情。
A while ago, a brother asked me during a seminar.
他大概钱大概太多的样子。
It sounded as if he had too much money.
我也不晓得他到底有多少财产，但是我知道他大概是为了这个财产要如何分配的问题在烦恼。
From his question, I guess that he was probably trying to figure out how to divide his inheritance.
我告诉他说，问题是你自己看想得开想不开了。
I said it's a question of how you look at it.
你很简单嘛，你叫孩子通通过过来，你要是要给他孩子好啊，要给他。说清楚啊，分成啊几份，这个给清楚。但是我告诉他，你自己一定要留一份。
I told him it's very simple. Just gather your children and tell them, who will get how many percent.
我真的告诉他，你不要自己都不留，你一定要留一份。
But make sure you yourself keep a portion.
那他们坦白告诉这些孩子说，这一份我不会给你们。
And just tell them plainly, I'm not going to give you my portion.
我自己要使用。
I'm going to use these.
等到你要走的时候，你留下这些做奉献给教会，奉献给这些慈善机构嘛。
And before you leave the world, just offer the rest of your portion to a charity or church.
我们中国人好像比较没有这种观念。
Perhaps many Chinese people don't have this mentality.
很多家族都为了这些财产在被烦恼不停的。
That's why many people are worried about their inheritance.
这就是变成钱奴才。
So in this, they become slaves to money.
为了赚钱，时间真的都嫌不够用，这都真的都已经被钱都控制住了。
They don't have enough time to make even more money. They're controlled.
甚至更糟糕的，把这种不好的风气都带到教会里头来。
And worse yet, they may bring such mentality to the church.
这不是在拜偶像是什么？
Isn't this idolatry?
不是一般信徒在，甚至有时候连领导教会领导干部都这么样，都有这种观念的话，那真的这个教会就惨了。
If every member, including the leaders in the church, has such mentality, then the church is in deep trouble.
然后那个传道话锋一转，就告诉他说：“这个你晓得会为那个教会着急，还有救了，你还有救。”
Then the preacher turned to this brother. You were very anxious for the church and your dream, and at least you still have hope.
但是你不要忘记哦，你那脚一踩下去，要踩下去，你踩不下，为什么？你赤脚。
But don't forget how you were without any shoes.
所以这很明显也是在提醒你。
So this dream is a reminder to you.
我们请看以弗所书第六章。
Please read Ephesians chapter 6.
第六章的十五节。
Chapter 6, verse 15.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。在这第六章十一节以后，这边有谈到一些有关全备军装的这个事情。
Starting with verse 11, we read of putting on the full armor of God.
事实上，这提醒我今天在现今这个社会上这所过的日子，尤其对我们一个基督徒而言，就是一直要觉悟说我们是在过征战的日子。
This is a reminder to us Christians that we are constantly in war.
所以从头到脚都必须要全副武装。
We need to put on the full armor from our head to our feet.
所以你做一个基督徒，就是像这边所谈到，应该要穿上一个要有这个装备要平安的福音鞋。
As Christians, we need to have our feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace.
你连鞋子都不穿，你想要踩死那只蜘蛛，哪有可能？
If you don't even have shoes, how can you step on the spider?
所以你假如穿上那个鞋子，你踩下去就很容易了。
If you had shoes with you, you could have killed the spider.
这才让我想到，我记得我第一年刚刚在实习年的时候，从神学院出来到实习年的时候。
This reminds me of the time when I just finished the seminary and had my practical training.
有一次灵恩布道会去协助工作，到台北教会去。
During a convocation, I assisted the sacred work in Taipei Church.
当时台北教会呢，郑长老还在。
At that time, Elder Zheng was still around.
还是旧会堂的时候。
We were still in the old chapel.
我记得那天下午到那边去，他老人家已经。
I arrived at church in the afternoon and this elder was already there.
一看到我进去，他就对我说一句话。
As soon as he saw me, he said to me,
他说，传道，你带恩典来到这里了。
He said, Preacher Hong, you have brought the grace of God here.
我当时我听那句话，我真的整个人愣住了。那句话一直到现在，常常放在我心里头，我在想说，我今天不管到任何地方去。 身为一个传道人，我是不是带来神的恩典到这个地方来？
I was very surprised by his comments, but ever since that time, whenever I visited a church, I would ask myself, have I brought the grace of God to this church?
所以常常恳求主能够体恤我们的软弱，让我们能够真的不管走到什么地方，神的恩典会随着我们到那个地方。
So may the Lord have mercy on us so that wherever we go, God's grace follows.
我想这不是我们传道人啊。
This will be true not only for preachers but for every brother and sister.
随时装备好,
so we need to equip ourselves at all times.
在这种正当生活当中，我们必然会得胜。
Then we'll be surely victorious.
那这样子，我们的生命，我们虽然晓得是短暂的几十年时间。
Then even though our lives are very short, just a few decades.
我们能够了解生命。
We may understand life.
得到这个真正的生命,
we may receive true life. And we may have a victorious life. That is indeed a meaningful life.
所以我们必定能够去体会到，只若愿意，我就能够做什么，我能够做这个，也能够做那个。
So we can experience the words, if the Lord is willing, I will live to do this or that.
因为我们在神所悦纳我们的作为之下，这个原则之下，我们真的在享受我们的人生。
If we do all things to please God, then life is truly enjoyable.
愿主耶稣帮助我们，祝福我们大家。
May the Lord bless and guide everyone.